broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bo and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
We on?
Yep.
We're on. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
Bob Stogler and Brian Patch.
Coach Brian Patch.
How we doing?
Awesome. This will be probably the first of a few times we have you up here.
Yep.
The velvet pipes of Brian Patch.
Yes.
Going through a cold.
Are you? Feeling bad?
About a week and a half. You know, it's start of season, start talking and,
yeah,
you know, wimp, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Vitamins? You take anything?
Yeah, I started to.
You got your heat on in the house yet?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just worried about you, brother.
I just went from AC to heat, you know, like in 2 days.
Yeah, so. I agree with you. Fee, how you doing?
Good.
Welcome to Sports Talk.
We're here.
Fort Radio, Bubba and Fee Show. We, last week we ended with Chloe Will, you know, and here it was canceled, so she runs this weekend.
So she runs this weekend?
Yeah, she runs Saturday. Is that correct, Brian Patch?
Yes, it is.
And we want to give her a shout out. And
good luck.
Yeah, good luck to her. She runs in the state cross country meet. And while we're on, before we get to Coach Patch, we'll talk about a couple girls who made second team all state. Congratulations to Maddie Rammel and
Cassie Martin.
Both second team All-State. Quite an honor.
That's a big honor.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I thought maybe Cassidy, but.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie Rammel's a hell of a player. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
She's good.
Second team All-State. That's big.
That is big.
What'd you get when you played in high school? Anything?
Crickets.
Did you?
Crickets.
How about you, Amy?
Nada.
If they had, like, All-State bowling.
Yeah.
We was pretty good.
We would have been pretty good.
We'd had a bowling team when we was.
Yeah, if that would have been a thing.
We'd have been.
You guys wouldn't have been too bad.
Too bad? Good. Are you nuts?
Well, that was a little sarcasm. I was, you guys would have been beyond awesome.
If we had the Remonclus boys, if we started. When did Edgar Bond graduate in 80? 79.
80. Yep. You're younger than me, or you're older.
Chuck Summers was a tremendous bowler.
Chuck was a good bowler.
Yeah. God love him.
Tom, was Ted a good bowler too? Or?
Ted was smooth.
Ted was pretty smooth.
Well, yeah.
Big lefty?
No, Ted was right.
I thought he was a lefty.
Long-legged.
Big, long, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was built more like Joe.
Yep.
And I could see him being smooth as could be, but I didn't know if he had any good towards like Mongo does.
Yeah, Teddy could bowl.
Yeah.
So we got our head basketball coach, Brian Patch, up here tonight, and it's unbelievable that it's that time of year, and I think we're scrimmaging Saturday. Is that correct?
Correct. Home.
Home at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yep.
And I happened to look, I text you this week, and you sent me the schedule. Are you nuts?
Probably.
You
made another brutal one?
I'm just like, don't you? I mean, I don't get it.
It's unbelievable.
He loaded her up again this year, and the folks, if you want to see a lot of good basketball, you're going to see it watching these Lady Indians and Coach Batch. First of all, welcome to the show, and thanks for stopping up.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're coming off a season where very successful.
Yeah.
We lost a lot of good seniors, but the cupboard's not empty, and this year's team has zero seniors. Is that correct?
Correct.
That's kind of. Have you ever had a team and not a senior on it?
Nope, never.
So do you worry about leadership, or
not worry about it.
No. You got some girls that are. Of course, it's not like you don't have any experience, and you got an all conference player. Val Moore came back. And you got your daughter back, and Kiki, and the cupboard definitely isn't bare.
Well, you know, you talk about leadership. You know, sometimes people define that as kind of positional leadership, which we start talking to our kids tonight about with. We do like a book study with them every year. And so this year is called Leadership Playbook. And so we started reading it tonight, actually. And the one thing, we talk about is people think because you're a senior, that makes you a leader. It really doesn't make you a leader. I mean, just because you get to be a certain point, you know, an age or so, it doesn't make you a leader. And, a leader is, you got to have someone who, you know, has a say, and people who follow them and have a voice within a group of people. And we have some kids who have a voice that people follow, and you know, like they say, kind of age is just a number. Well, that's the same thing kind of with the whole, you know, being a senior, being a leader. And, you know, we have a group of kids that, one, play hard and get after it. And, you know, you really don't have to get on them a whole lot because they kind of get on each other. And that's part of that leadership. So, you know, as far as the leadership goes and not having seniors, we're not worried about that part at all. So.
You talk about that with that. To me, I mean, a leader is a by example. Right. I mean, that's the biggest thing for me in baseball. Now, you know, we've had the same thing. We've had seniors that were quiet. You know, it's just the way they're built, you know. And then the next kids, you know, he'll play. But when you got them playing hard and they feed off each other, there ain't nothing better. I mean, that's what you got to have.
Right. Yep,
for sure. You got, this is hard to believe, but how many years is this for you here? 12?
16.
Huh? 16. 16 years? So you did the boys for 12?
11. 11. This is I'm in 16, you're 16.
Okay. That is unbelievable.
15 completed.
Yeah. That is unbelievable.
I remember when Gooberhead first, that was awesome.
It was
16
classic.
Years. You still get excited this time of year? And with you having your kids that are so involved and gym rats and your wife says, get these kids out of the house. And Brian says, let's go, boys. We're going to the gym and girls. And,
yep.
And so here we are, Coach, and we're 2 weeks in, right?
Yep.
And give us an update on what you're thinking so far and what you're seeing.
This week we've had a really great week of practice. We started last Friday two Fridays ago, but we didn't have the volleyball kids because they had their 5 days off. So we just did a lot of shooting and ball handling with, I think, like the 8 kids or so. We had 8 or 9 kids. And then once we got them on the following Monday, you know, we kind of took some time, a lot of talking and walking through some stuff on offense and defense and kind of what we want to do. And, this week has been more kind of get after it. So the 3 days this week have been really good. Intensity's been good and them competing with each other. And just, I think, kind of starting getting to the point of how we want to play. And I think they're starting to feel comfortable with that a little bit more. So we've had 3 really good days. So it's nice now we have a scrimmage coming up because now we can kind of see what we still need to work on and what we're okay at. And I think the kids are ready to go play somebody. So.
Numbers wise, Brian, where are we at?
17 at the high school level. So
17. So we're gonna be able to play a whole varsity,
Full varsity, full JV. So
good.
Should be good.
You got now how many freshmen you got on?
7 freshmen, 6 sophomores, 4 juniors. So
it's unbelievable. Yeah,
it is.
What's your like this summer and I know it's a while ago, but. You was able to play a lot of ball this summer, did the kids play? Was you happy with your summer?
If you thought our schedule was bad, what you saw, you should have seen our summer schedule.
Is that right?
We were with Liv and Val, kind of wanting to play college basketball. We kind of went on a D2 GMAC tour this summer. We played at Ursuline and ODU, Hillsdale, Malone. So, I mean, we kind of traveled around, played a lot of places, and everywhere we went, you know, the coaches wanted to see, you know, those two play against high-level teams. So Jeff and I were looking at the OGBR rankings that came out the other day, preseason rankings, and, like, we played in half the teams we played this summer when we were at Cleveland. We were at Cleveland for 2 days at Ursuline and Malone. Half those teams we played were in the Division I and II rankings for top 10.
Is that right?
So, like, we played St. B, St. Mary's. We played Canton, Glen Oaks. There's a couple of teams that were on there. I'd have to look again. But, I mean, we were just playing Division I and II loaded teams in Cleveland.
Yeah, I think you did that during the Jubilee, didn't you? Because that's right. We talked about it.
On that Thursday and Friday and came back. And then, you know, we had some games that were pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But, you know, for our kids' standpoint, you know, like I told them, don't really care what there are in the summer. And
sure.
Just wanted to get challenged and, you know, get that exposure. And
it's so, kind of neat to see that high level.
Well, you know, like I said.
Talent, too.
Canton Glen Oaks team lost to Jackson, who won Division I on a last-second shot. And so that's who we're playing. And they returned almost their whole team.
The whole team.
Plus, they got a Division I 6'2 guard that moved in. And so we're there with
that. You're coaching girls.
Yeah. So we're there because Key had her wisdom teeth pulled out and she wasn't there and Val had kind of twisted an ankle. So we're there without 2 kids who were going to start play a lot of minutes for us. And you know, that was, and they run and jumped, played 15 kids nonstop.
Ooh.
And so I think at one point we were down 40 some, and we look over
worry
and
out like, fast.
And they're still pressing with like 2 minutes to go. And it was just.
So the girls, stay positive? And
I mean, that's what we kind of talked to them about. I mean, we were upset a little bit because I thought once in a while we kind of, I think, threw in the towel a little bit, which, you know, maybe don't blame them, but when you're getting pounded like that kind of repeatedly. Yeah. But, you know, we're never going to see it. As good as what the teams are on our schedule, we're never going to see a team like that. I mean, when you're playing those kids, because that's the only sport they play. When you're in a school that big, you don't play multiple sports. So, and every one of those kids off that team, like we were talking with the coaches, all play high level AAU and they do it year round. So it's almost like playing a small college.
Right.
Yeah. So when we're playing those teams, it's just, I mean, it is what it is.
Right. And our kids and their mentality. And I'm sure that when you talk about getting drilled, there was also a lot of points where we looked really good. And that had to be, I mean, when you look at that and when you play that kind of competition and when you have great moments, what a confidence builder it is for them.
It was. And the other good part with, especially with our girls, is once we got done and we got done talking to them, 10 minutes we were at a restaurant eating and everything was fine.
Absolutely. Kind of like this show when we screw up.
Yeah.
We don't get to eat more cheese and everything goes. That's exactly right. Let's take a break. We're going to come back with Coach Patch and pick his brain about Indian basketball. We'll be right back, Bubba and Fee. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Our Ohio winters can be brutal, and keeping your home at an even comfortable temperature can be a challenge. But not for the company that's responsible for heating and cooling some of the largest buildings and industrial complexes in the world. Trane. At Reasoner Energy, we are a certified Trane dealer. Trane can deliver a tough, real-world tested solution for any heating problem, even in Ohio. Trane high-efficiency dual-fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95. Or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Recovery Boys basketball team is sponsoring a night at the races on Saturday, November 24th at the Legion. It's $20 to get into the event, and it'll be a fun-filled night with 12 horse races throughout the evening. Doors open at 6, with the first race at 7. There'll be food and drinks available, you can bet on the races, and you can actually own a horse for only $20, and you get to name your horse, or buy several horses. You can get the forms for buying a horse from any of the boys' high school players, or from Kate Judy, Teresa Leonards, or Gail Judy. Be sure to return your purchase forms in plenty of time before the horses are all sold. So come up with some clever horse names and buy your horses now before they're all gone. Name them after your kids. Name them after your favorite vacation place. Give them names with clever puns. Just keep it clean. Make your plans now to join the party. It's going to be a lot of fun, and it'll help out our boys' basketball team. The night at the races, Saturday evening, November 24th at the Legion.
Hey, I named our horses today.
Did you get them named?
Yeah, Kate. I'll tell you what we got.
What we got?
Kate said, yeah, she had to have them this weekend, and I kind of drug my feet. You ready for these? You got a horse yet?
Yep.
What's the name? Horse, of
course. Horse, of course?
Horse, of course.
Horse, of course.
I kind of like it.
That's not the name.
Oh, it's
I'm
not?
Just saying.
That's a good name.
No, ours Daniel helped name. It's the Dodger 6.
The Dodger 6. That's stupid, Daniel. Is he listening?
Probably not. He's a religion.
Religion is stupid.
He's confessing.
Can I say that?
You say whatever you want.
Yeah, you can say it. I don't think that's true, but go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right, Fee, you ready?
Yep. What we got?
All right, Fee the Philly.
Peace Philly. I like that.
You like that one?
Yep.
Yep. Daring Dave.
Daring
from
Dave.
You and Calby, right?
Yeah.
Busting Out Bubba.
There you go.
Hastings Hot Rod.
Hot Rod.
I like it.
Oh, you like that one?
I like that one.
The B&D Rocket.
Yeah.
Hoof-hearted.
Hoof-hearted.
Yep. I put that one in, but I told him if somebody else wants to use that, please do.
Indian Outlaw.
I like it.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's the name of our horses.
I like them.
And so. We have one.
Favorites?
We have, one in. We have several. Yeah. One of them's Sports Talk.
Yes.
One of them's Insight. Got the Practice Squad and Breakfast with Bill. Got those.
You named them all?
Breakfast with Bill is over.
Yeah, I know. Losers. But I should still put it in there. Maybe,
did you?
Maybe Rocker and Bill bet on them. So.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
And good and point. I did put in... what was the one we were doing with for
Digger?
Yeah, for Digger.
Horse with no name.
Horse with no name.
Yeah, horse with no name. That's right.
Yep.
So we're back here, Sports Talk, with the head coach of the Indians, and that's Brian Patch, and we're getting excited.
We have a scrimmage. Let's go.
We have a scrimmage Saturday. Is that correct?
Correct. At home with Fort Laramie and Spencerville.
Ooh. That's probably a couple good teams, if I was imagining. Yep. Fort Laramie's always good, right?
Fort Laramie's always good.
And then Spencerville, don't know a lot about them, but I'm sure that they'll be competitive.
Yeah, I think they're kind of young. I posted something last spring or something on Twitter about our scrimmage with Laramie, and he had just emailed and said, hey, could we get in that and make it a three-way? I said, yeah, that's fine. He goes, well, we're looking to play some good teams, and you two obviously are really good. So he said, we want to challenge our kids. So I said, sure, come on down. So I really don't know anything about them. So, you know, we'll play them. So.
Absolutely. And that's at 10 o'clock at Fort Recovery on Saturday. So it's a good chance to get up and see some early basketball, get into the swing of things. And,
yep.
And I know we're all, you know, me and Fee's talked about how exciting this is, both at the girls and boys level this year for Fort Recovery basketball. And the coach, when you say you got 17, your number, and let's just talk a little bit about what you see so far. And I think, you know, when you look at who we got coming back and you have some really talented athletic girls coming back. With that being said, our schedule is brutal. And with Minster having they got everybody back from a team.
Great team.
What a great league it's going to be this year in the MAC. And I just think that this is going to be some kind of season.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully, we play well, but it's going to be competitive. And you can go through that in every sport. I mean, Fee tells you that with baseball. You know, you look at football, mm-hmm. you look at volleyball. I mean, basketball is no different with boys and girls. And, you know, for us on Thursday nights, you got to come ready to play. You can't take, a night off. And then, you know, our non-conference schedule is really good. You know, we have added Liberty Benton, who's the Division III powerhouse, OG, who's been to state four consecutive years in a row. So we added them both at home. You know, we got Tri-Village coming in our place as well, which, you know, that's always good. They have a freshman class that's really good. So, you know, I know they're expecting big things. And so, like I say, you could go through, you know, game after game. You know, there's really not too many easy games on there. You could look right now and say, I'll pencil those in as wins. So, but, you know, with that being said, I like our group of kids. It's fun being at practice. You know, I think the good thing about it is with our varsity team, this is probably the first year probably with girls that we've had where we've had just really basically two classes that are playing on the team. So we have juniors and sophomores playing, and they're a group of kids that get along really well. And so that chemistry is really good, and it's really high, and it makes it really fun and enjoyable. So,
well, that's good, too, and you're going to have 2 years of that. That's
the, right.
That'll really be nice.
That's the fun part. So,
and when you look at it, you say you got 17 kids, and I don't know how you got them mixed and matched, but you probably have some kids playing both ways. You got some sophomores there that really are nice young players that just need to see the floor. And we can't, you know, I'm sure you don't want to set them on the bench and just let them rot. So you're going to have some sophomores probably playing. And when I think about that, you know, the first one that comes to mind for me is the Wendell girl, Hope. Is it, what's her
name? Hope.
Hope. I mean, I love that kid.
Yeah.
Good player. Man, you talk about some suction cups for hands and great post moves. And she is really a talented young girl. And we have a lot of those kind of kids in that class.
Yeah, you know, her and Lainey Evers would be two of the sophomores that, you know, right now are kind of at the end or outside looking in a little bit. But, you know, the decisions, I guess, that we'll have to make and is to make sure that, one, it's good for our team, but also good for the kids and their development. And so we'll make sure we do that. And that's something we haven't really sat down and talked to Hope yet about. Because, you know, we got to wait and see how our scrimmages look. You know, we don't want to predetermine, you know, who's playing where yet for sure, because we don't know how it's going to play out when we start playing games and stuff. So, but if that would be a case where she wouldn't fit into kind of a top minutes as far as rotation wise, or even if it's still in a quarter or two down there, then we would throw them down.
Sure.
So they have a chance to play, because obviously we want to maximize their playing time as well, which I think we've done a pretty good job over the last few years with some of those kids.
So. That's always been a goal of yours, right? I mean, you always kind of watch minutes, and when you see a kid that's younger and it's not getting a lot of playing time on a varsity level, you do got to sneak them down there and get them some time.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things the state of Ohio is actually looking at is right now you can play five quarters mm-hmm. a night. And so they're actually looking at, because numbers across the state of Ohio in girls basketball especially are starting to dwindle and go down, that they are looking to increase the amount of quarters each kid could play a night to six.
Oh, really?
Like, really? No, it's not set for this year, but it's in the works that they're talking about doing it, just because so many teams don't have JV teams. And, you know, if you could get, you know, three or four more kids down to play now, you could play a full JV game, a game night and have a whole schedule, or, you know, just at least try to play half or something. So they're looking at doing some things like that, just because numbers are going down statewide. So.
I mean, because you've had a lot. I mean, these last few years, I've never, ever seen it before, but now all of a sudden we've had, you know, where you're only playing half a JV game, you know, just because of that. You know, just girls ain't got no quarters left, or they ain't got no time, so.
And it's obviously, if the state's looking to make rule adjustments, it's not just one or two schools or a couple of areas. It has to be statewide for that to happen.
Yeah.
And, I mean, like, when we went this summer, like I said, we played all these Division I schools. I mean, there was Division I schools that, you know, themselves only had 21 kids or 19 kids. I mean, we almost had the same amount of kids as some of those schools at Division I. So, I mean, you're talking 600-plus kids in a school, and they can get 20-some kids or less out. So, but
it's hard to believe.
Ryan, you talked earlier about getting a couple looks for your juniors who one of them is your daughter, and the other one is Val Mullenkamp. And Val signs, I don't know if she signs, but she verbally commits to the University of Findlay. And I know Liv's got some offers on the table. And you know, them are two pretty good players, and both about 6 foot one. And you know, when you look at that and build, you know, you kind of build around a couple studs right there.
Yeah, you know, for Val, you know, processes for each kid is different. For Val, you know, she was fortunate to where, you know, the great thing about her is her versatility. I mean, she's 6 foot, and you'll really see this year watching her play, her game, how it really has expanded. And the thing kind of we've challenged her so far is not just on the offensive end, but defensively. And she's really worked hard. I mean, give her a lot of credit. She's really working hard right now on the defensive end, which makes me really happy. Because, I mean, now she's on, she can almost guard a 1-5 on the floor for us. And she's really worked hard on her ball handling and shooting. And so she's, like I say, really developed that. And so for her, you know, Findlay saw that potential in her, not just, you know, her as a player now, but the potential of being a 6 foot kid that can stretch the floor and athletic enough to run the floor like she can. And so, you know, they saw a lot of potential and they offered her this summer, and she jumped on it right away. And you know, so great for her, and, you know, it's good for us. And so, you know, as I told her, now that's good for you, but now you got to understand you're getting everyone's best defender.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to take that as a challenge, and, you know, now you really got to step your game up too. And you know, I think she will, and she'll do a great job with that. And, you know, and it's, you know, always been on the outside kind of looking in, being a part of it. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have the whole recruiting process with the parents and the kids here at Fort Recovery, that, you know, they've let us kind of help them out. And, you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of being involved and kind of being a voice for them with the coaches. And you know, it's always been fun being that part of it. Now it's, you know, being a dad and a coach as well with your own kid, it makes it a great experience. So,
you know, you talk about with her, she's going to get the best defender every night. But the thing about her is you better be big, you better be quick, you know, she's just got so many aspects of such a good ball player. I mean, you talked about it, like being able to run the floor. She runs the floor as good as any big girl I've seen in a long time.
And she can stick it on the floor, like you said.
Absolutely.
There ain't a lot of six-footers that can pop it on the floor.
Right, and she's not afraid to pull it up a three and shoot it. You know, that's kind of neat. And, you know, you've had that in the past, I guess, in some of your boys and some of your girls, you know, being able to do that. But that's a special... When you're having that height and everything in there, that's kind of a nice mixture.
Well, the great thing about this team is, not that we haven't had teams in the past, but just talking about this team is none of these kids are selfish and they don't care about themselves. You know, they care about the team. And
yeah.
So, you know, like right now, when we've been scrimmaging and practice against ourselves, you know, Val sees she has a mismatch. Then, you know, Liv's calling for a screen to get her inside, you know, so she can go outside so Val can go in, or somebody else is, you know, we're trying to set screens to get her inside. And, you know, so they're working what's best for our team. And so, you know, like say she, as I tell her, if there's a small kid on you, go up over the top every single time, because they can't block your shot. Yeah. And, you know, once you start getting to the hole, I mean, no one can stop you from elevating. And so, you know, you can get a shot off pretty much anytime you want. If you got a bigger kid on you, then go on the outside and take them off the dribble. So
do you guys, at the beginning of the year, coach, you guys get together as coaches and say, all right, here's our personnel. Now, what's going to be the best team we got here? Should we be inside girl? You know, should we be outside? Should we press? Should we do this? Or is that something you go through every year and you just kind of look at it and evaluate it and say, all right, what are we going to do this year? What looks to us like, man, this is going to be the way we're going to beat everybody?
Well, you know, you have two options. You can say this is our system and the kids have to fit into that system and go from there, which there's a lot of coaches that do that and have success. I've never been one to do that. You know, we'll run whatever is best for our kids, and that's what we use the summer for, is to try to determine who we want to play and how we want to play. And so that's kind of the reason why we play the schedule we do, is because we don't want to do it against teams we can just pound. So we want to go play good teams, see what actually works, and who can actually compete in those games. So, you know, this summer we kind of got an idea of how we want to play and kind of who we want to play a little bit. But, you know, then also you have that stretch from, you know, June when we finish to, you know, now we're in November. So you're looking at a couple months to where, you know, what kids then actually spend some time working and developing the game. So now, even though you have an idea in mind, you know, for us, how I've always done it is we use our scrimmages then to kind of reaffirm, okay, what we like and what we don't like, what we want to do and what we don't want to do. And, you know, still a style and who we want to play and so on, because there's a lot of changes that could have happened in that 3 month span or so that, you know, we don't want to be locked into something. I mean, there's been years that we've played in five scrimmages or four scrimmages, I know, with the girls. And after that last Saturday scrimmage, you know, Vonnie and I get together and like, this is awful. You know, if we're going to play this way, we're going to get drilled. So it's, you know, we'll go in on Monday and say, okay, kids.
You've done that. 18 games into the season, too.
Okay, so it's like, okay, scratch everything we've ever said.
We're
playing this way. And so, you know, we've made those changes. And so I think that's part of the reason why we've had some success is, you know, I think me as a coach, I think one thing I'm pretty good at is being able to evaluate talent and what works for us and what doesn't. And, you know, we're not afraid to adjust and adapt to what we do. And, you know, if something we'll try, if it's not working, then we're not going to keep doing it just because of what we came up with this from day one. You know, if it's not working, then we're going to change it. So
best game you ever coached was versus New Knoxville.
One
in tournament when we should have beat them.
You're talking like with like Clint Toby and those when we shot that 15 footer that we told
greatest them, game you ever coached.
Don't ever shoot it. And then we came out and shot it after the timeout.
The next year you had Fred Stop.
We
Stop and Green.
That was our
this was our Forrest Gump stop. Here you go. Oh, stop.
Love it. Yep.
Let's take a break. Come right back, Patchy, right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor Sales has compact tractors that are rugged, reliable, smooth, and smart. They're the new Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland. They tackle your tough chores, from loading and mowing to rotary cutting and clearing snow. Plus, you get smooth, comfortable operation and great visibility. Best of all, Workmaster tractors go easy on your wallet, making them a very smart choice indeed. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today and see with the Workmaster compact tractors from New Holland.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you having a little car trouble, or do you just need to get your oil changed? Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go for expert repairs on your vehicle. Their certified technicians will fix it right. Just call them at 375-4617 and make your appointment. And they're the best place around to buy a low-mileage used vehicle. Check out their inventory at hastingsauto.com. If they don't have what you're looking for on the lot, they'll find it for you. For the best in vehicle sales and repairs, it's Hastings Auto, just south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery. Season tickets for the basketball season are being sold in the high school office from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. on days that school is in session. Last year's boys' season ticket holders will have until Wednesday, November 21st to get their reserve seat season tickets. After Monday, November 26th, anyone not having a reserve seat or wanting a different seat for the boys' games can go to the high school office and see what seats are available for purchase. Season tickets for the boys' home games are $55 for reserve seat for adults, and student season tickets are $35. If children sit in the reserve seat area, they must also have a reserve seat season ticket. And if you're 65 or older, they offer a senior citizen's annual all-sports pass for only $25. That's good for both boys and girls' home junior high and high school games, but this does not include a reserved seat for the boys' home varsity games. Season tickets for the girls' home games are the same as for the boys, except there will be no reserved seats, $55 for adults and $35 for students. For the junior high basketball games, they're selling a winter sports pass that's good for all girls and boys' home basketball games and are only $25 for adults and $10 for students. Basketball season is coming, so get to the high school office now to get your basketball season tickets.
You get your season ticket yet, Fee?
Not yet.
Didn't either. Probably you, Pat, Neil?
No. I mean, no.
You, Brian?
Forgot to turn my...
I don't need them.
How much are season tickets?
55
bucks
for reserve seat.
That's easy.
I have my my geezer ticket.
What's a geezer ticket?
125 all sports.
Get them all,
but you don't get a reserve seat, so you can go anywhere. Actually, it might even be less than that. I can't remember what it was.
How old you got to be to get one of those?
I think it's 65 or something. I think it just said on there, but I was doing other stuff and wasn't listening. But
I'll be dang. Well, how many of them they sell?
A lot.
How about they do?
Well, you look up at the top. Most of the people up there are, I guess, what you consider senior citizens. You know, approximately my age and then older. They don't have reserved seats, but if they get there early, they get really good seats, and they pay.
They probably don't quite get into the games like you do, though, do they?
What do you mean?
As far as
getting there early?
Getting emotional?
Oh, no. No, not even if they have grandkids. I tend to just call it help the officials.
Got
to
help them out a little bit.
We had Tim Buscher on here earlier with Insight and then talking about the TriStar and the facility, and then as Tim left, we had a little off the air, and we was talking a little bit about Ed Oberlander. And you know, Ed's been refereeing here for years and years, and Ed's a wonderful guy, and Ed's going through some health issues. Like, he has a little throat cancer, and got a tough fight ahead of him, and we're sending out our prayers to Ed.
Absolutely.
And Ed's always been a
good guy.
He has, and Ed's been here a long time refereeing.
For a lot of years, he was by far one of my favorite officials.
Yeah, that's right.
There were about four of them, and he was absolutely near the top.
Yep, that's exactly right. So shout out to Ed, and keep fighting their partner.
Keep going, buddy.
Prayers with you. And we're here with Coach Patch, and we're talking Indian basketball. We just talked about our bigs and Val and Liv. And you know, you look at your team, Brian, and you got a couple guards there. And both of them are, you know, Kiki is just an athletic, and she showed signs last year of being just a tremendous talent. Mm-hmm. And you know, one thing, shoot the ball. I remember, you know, Key, she's got to shoot it. And And man, when she just at the end of the year last year, she was really a good basketball player.
She can handle the ball.
And then when you got Brooke Collig, and if you don't love Brooke Collig, you don't. I mean, that girl is just exactly what you
She'll
want.
She'll give you 110 every time.
Yeah. So your guard play there, and then you got Brenna down there, and your guard play's pretty solid.
Yeah. Well, you know, really, like I say, you throw Val in there, it can handle it too. I mean, so really, we basically have almost all guards, really, that can play, handle the ball and play off of it and can shoot a little bit. And but the one thing I really like about them is they just play hard and they compete. And they're going to give you everything they have. And, you know, you can win a lot of games by, you know, maybe overachieving a little bit. Maybe you could say that. And just because of how relentless they are of pursuing the ball on defense and how well they play together. And, you know, just the whole fact of their mentality of just getting after and competing. So, you know, Key will definitely be our point guard, and she kind of makes us go. And, you know, she tries to, she's like a sponge. She tries to absorb everything you tell her to do. She wants to do it to please you and make her, you know, make you happy. And, you know, probably sometimes to a fault, but, you know, cause she gets hard on herself and she beats herself up a little bit. But you know, that's the, probably the one thing we've been trying to talk to her about is look, you're going to make mistakes. You know, if you play a sport, you're going to make mistakes, and, you just got to learn how you're going to respond to those mistakes and keep your head up and say, you know, hey, look, I made one, but who cares? Let's go keep playing. And you know, she just sees the floor so well. I mean, she's a true point guard that's trying to set people up. And, you know, we're looking to get out and push a little bit this year. And so, you know, a great kid to have you going and someone that could run all day long. So,
Well, and, you got to figure, too, if you're going to handle the ball 80% of the time, you're going to make mistakes.
Right.
I mean, absolutely. That stuff's going to happen. I mean, there ain't nothing you can worry about. But the competitiveness in her is going to be neat to see, because that is what you said. I mean, I can see where she's going to get mad at herself because she doesn't want to make any mistakes, but that's she's going to do some neat things, you know? Yeah. And like you said, when you get out and run, she's going to be a perfect person to be the engineer out
you
there.
You look good tonight.
I look good?
You got a new jacket?
Nope. Had her for a couple years.
It's stylish, isn't it?
See that? Dialing up? Nah.
We should be. Get us on Facebook Live. Take a look at this cat.
Yeah.
Right. Ratings go up with feet like that.
Yeah. I'm just sitting here.
A lot of women.
Man, that guy's looking solid tonight. You never dress up like that any other time.
No. Yeah. T-shirts, sweatshirt.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Brooke Collig, we just love her. She'll be your probably your two guard and full. She'll play about eight position and work her butt off. And she's just a fun kid to watch. And then your wings, you got Paige Fortkamp and you got Allie Vaughn and a couple sophomores there, Coach, that really, really athletic.
Well, the one thing we talk to our kids about is we want to play fast. And, you know, we almost have told them, almost want to get a shot up, you know, probably in, you know, 30 seconds or under for sure. So that was a semi, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thought so too.
Nice coming through the wall.
you know, we want to play fast because I think the faster we play, the better we'll be. Because one, it takes some thinking out a little bit. Plus, you know, I think we have a lot of depth. I think we have a lot of kids that can play fast. And so hopefully we can try to wear some teams out with our pressure defense, but also, you know, making teams run on and have to play defense themselves in transition. And, you know, as we've been talking, we don't want to play fast on defense and then on offense, you know, make 30 passes. Yeah. And so, you know, we've kind of talked to the kids about, that's something that's, as coaches, has been a little bit of adjustment for us, because normally, you know, I think the last 3 or 4 years or so with the girls, you know, we've led the state or been in, been in the top 20 in 3-point and 2-point shooting, in the state of Ohio. So by doing that, you know, usually you're taking good shots, you're taking shots you can hit, and, you know, you're running an offense and so on. And this year, you know, as we've told them, it's going to be a little bit different for how we want to play. And so as I, you know, Key and I were having a conversation, she was like, okay, so exactly how fast are you wanting me to play? And I said, well, Key, it's going to be adjustment for me too.
Beep, beep.
And this is different. And so, you know, the reason why right now is because I think that's how we see what's going to be best for our team. And you know, if it's something that we struggle with, and obviously we'll adjust and make changes and maybe scale back a little bit. But, you know, right now I think the faster we play, the better it will be for us, because we kind of take the thinking and a whole lot of stuff out of the play and we just go play. And because we got a group of kids right now that, I mean, they're kind of like a wild hyena group. And they just want to go. They just want to go, and they want to play, and they're going to go after you. And this could be, I mean, you remember this, Fee. We do loose ball drills with the boys where you just roll it, and you people have to go dive.
Go get it.
You know, and sometimes we would do that to teach toughness, but also get some kids on the floor. I mean, you don't have to worry about that loose ball drill now. No. I mean,
that's done.
They're just going.
You know
it's
going.
You know they're just diving on the ground, and they're going to give up everything they got to go get a ball. So you don't even have to try to do a loose ball drill now. But you know, it's just fun being around a group of kids that play like that.
Well, if you think about them kids, and you put, you know, you think about who we talked to, we put Brenna Homan in there, and they absolutely are scared of nothing.
Yep.
Right. And they love get dirty and
go get it.
And well, you know, we're playing Minster last year. You know, who ends up winning state, number one team in state, and basically we play that game with one senior, you know, because Kai was back, but really wasn't playing. It was her first, actually, she practiced for a day, I think, and then had a chance to play. And, you know, if it was a regular season game, we wouldn't have played her, but it was a tournament game. And, you know, we kind of talked, and she was like, hey, I want to try it. I'm like, hey, that's fine. We'll let you try it. And I think she played maybe 8 minutes or so. And Carly got hurt early, and so she was out the whole, you know, the game. So basically, we played with Grace and the kids we got now. And, you know, we were kind of down early, and then all of a sudden, you know, the younger kids were, we said, hey, let's start pressing. Let's try to get back in it. Let's make it ugly. This is the only chance we have. And, you know, those kids were let's go get it.
Sometimes that works.
Right.
But, you know, anyway, when you get down a bunch and it's like, okay, we got nothing to lose. Let's just go crazy. And next thing you know, you're within 4 points of the United States. It's a new ball game.
Yeah, right. And we had them on. I mean, they have good, you know, they got the Wolf girl, and we had them.
I'm a little rattled.
We did have them rattled a little bit.
And so I think for us, that's kind of how we're going to play this year. And hopefully, like I said, right now, it's obviously early, but, you know, we'll find out on Saturday how it's going to look and how it's going to work and what adjustments and what things we need to continue to work on. But, you know, like I said, I'm really excited about the team we have and the group we have and how hard they're playing and how they're trying to do the right things. So
that's awesome. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Top of the hour, 9 o'clock. Come back with Coach Patch, and we'll finish up one more segment with him. Let him get home, get some sleep, rest that voice a little bit.
Yeah, he needs it.
Worried about you, bud.
Oh, yeah.
Nervous.
Sports Talk, presented by Wayne Street Market.
What's for lunch? Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery is introducing to you Wayne Cafe. It's a new hot spot for lunch. Stop in or follow us on Facebook to see what's on the menu each day. We will always have our fried chicken, our hot soup bar, and our fresh salad bar, but we are bringing a whole new level to your lunch hour starting in March. We also will have in-house seating available so you don't have to rush around during your break. As always, thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market, downtown Fort Recovery, as your lunch destination.
Feeling hungry but don't want to make it yourself? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and they'll make it for you. They're now open every day. Whether it's their pizza, wings, salads, subs, or other sandwiches that you want, just let them do the work. And you don't want to miss their Friday lunch buffet with their famous pizza, wings, and salad bar from 11 to 1. Their Queen of Hearts drawing will be every Saturday afternoon at 3:30, so be sure to get out there and get your tickets for your chance to win. And now's the time to get your lanes reserved for birthday parties and other events. That's Miracle Lanes. Call them at 375-4274.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Here are the results from Tuesday's election. Locally, the Fort Recovery Village storm sewer renewal levy easily passed by 72% to 28%, or 428 votes to 165. Countywide, the senior citizens levy also passed easily 77% to 23%, or 13,000 to 3,954. And the Cheryl Ann levy passed by a nearly identical margin, 13,030 to 3,972. In county races, incumbent Commissioner Greg Homan ran unopposed and got 14,935 votes. Incumbent Auditor Randy Grapner was also unopposed and received 14,907 votes. In District 8, which includes Mercer County, Warren Davidson easily defeated Vanessa Enip 67% to 33%. In nearby Congressional District 4, Jim Jordan easily won re-election 65% to 35% over Janet Garrett. Statewide, Issue 1 that would have reduced penalties for drug crimes was defeated nearly 2-1, and most of the statewide races were won by Republicans. Republican candidate Mike DeWine had 51% to 46% for Richard Cordray for governor. U.S. Senator Democrat Sherrod Brown won re-election 53% to 47% for Jim Renacci. Republican Keith Faber won the state auditor's race 50% to 46% over Zach Space. Republican Robert Sprague was elected as treasurer of state over Rob Richardson 54% to 46%. Republican Dave Yost won the attorney general race over Steve Dettelbach 52% to 48%. The Republican Frank LaRose defeated Kathleen Clyde for Ohio Secretary of State 51% to 47%. On the Ohio Supreme Court, Michael Donnelly won over Craig Baldwin 61% to 39%, and Melody Stewart won over incumbent Mary DeGennaro 53% to 47%. Those are the results from Tuesday's election. Thanks for getting out to the polls and casting your ballot. Your opinion matters.
I seriously voted in 1 minute and 44 seconds.
Did Dig Law?
I didn't count it, but I'd say that's probably that's a little fast for me.
I'm fast. I'm speed demon. Yep.
That's probably a little faster than that.
But took me a little longer.
A couple
you?
Of them guys.
Took me a minute to figure out how to put the card in.
Did you read it, or did you just
vote
like one or two people?
No, I did the whole thing. But you go in there, and you got a couple of them guys that are, come on in here, you know, and I'm like, what the hell, you know? And then the ladies working at the thing, they're awesome, and you sign your name.
Don't mess around.
No, and I go straight to pump that baby in. Bink, bink, bink. Boink, boink, boink. Out of there. And you're hearing about 2-3 hour lines, and I don't understand how you screwed up.
I don't get it.
I don't understand that.
You recheck your thing when it goes through?
Hell no, do you?
I'll check her out, make sure I did it right.
Oh, yeah. I have fat fingers, so sometimes when I'm pushing this...
Do you go big person, context or say...
Big text? No.
Big, me broke. Me blind.
Just, are you blind as a bat?
Yep.
Do you vote?
Absolutely.
I hit one and
history teacher?
I think I hit one and it goes to somebody else. And like anything touch screen, I have trouble with.
Well, this thing's a lot easier than it used to be.
Oh, my God, yes.
Jesus. Yeah. They used it. That was terrible.
And they got 25 of them things in there.
Yeah. See, I used to always have to go to your Gibson or wherever you're at, and you'd be standing there.
See, I'm thinking, I've seen pictures, you know, yesterday, Dayton, they had 10 machines in the big city.
Yeah. We got 40.
But what are they doing? I don't know who's in charge of that, but our election officials are awesome people, and everything goes smooth. You talk about these other places, and
I agree with you. It can't be that hard. Put it in a gym. Put it in a YMCA.
Right.
Put 100 of them things in there and say, go vote.
Let them go.
Yeah.
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 What in the Sam hell? It ain't brain surgery. We're voting.
Nope.
Donald Trump, do you watch his news conference today?
Nope.
Dude is awesome.
Did you see him attack the guy on CNN?
Yeah. He wasn't very nice to that young man.
Oh, my God. And then tonight, I just read on Twitter where he... Acosta went to the White House took his credentials. He's out.
Really?
Oh, yeah. This is going to get good.
Get ugly?
Yeah. Trump gives zero craps.
I know you follow him on Twitter, but did you see his thing about Game On?
No.
He basically told him if you're going to continue... something about create your fake news or whatever, not get the story. And then also, if you're going to start to do all these investigations when you come in, basically, I guess, forewarning the House of Democrats coming in. If you think that's the case, he said, game on. We'll see who all goes after who.
there's a pretty good chance he has dirt on everybody.
And it's unbelievable. Being a history teacher, I mean, not that I get into a lot in school but with the kids, but... I mean, he's different than all the other politicians because he tells you I'm coming after you and then comes after you.
That's right.
So it's like the rest of them lie to your face and you don't ever believe what they say. He actually does what he says, and people don't know how to take that because it's someone who's actually doing what they said they were going to do.
I'm going to do this.
When you watch him, like when you watch like him yesterday, or like Tuesday before the vote or Monday before the vote, he went to Fort Wayne, Columbus, and he's like a cult thing going on with guys in this area. I mean, just, I mean, a place there's just thousands outside that can't get in, and
yep.
you either love him or you absolutely hate him.
This is the one thing I will
ain't
say.
Ain't much in between.
No.
If Republicans or conservative people complain about that the Democrats taking over the House, my whole thing was you screwed up because you had 2 years with him. You could have got anything done you wanted in 2 years. Instead, they half of them fought him for first 2 years
yeah.
and wouldn't let him do anything because, you know, it was they were part of the swamp. Now, all of a sudden, all we need him because, like, Ted Cruz, if he don't go to Texas as much as he did, Cruz doesn't win.
No, that's right.
So now it's like they're starting to realize, oh, we need him because, I mean, you know, that divide is there, but people are so into what he's doing because he's actually making progress and doing things that's bettering our country. And people now are like, ooh, maybe we should actually be on his side because he'll help us out. So
we are the old white guys who just love it. Now, the young kids, not around here, but in the city, they hate him. They want to. When you look at some of it, it's just neater than heck to watch. And
sometimes he's not real nice to people.
No, he's not, but no, kind of like Fee.
But that's the, that's the part.
Like Fee. Oh, I like Fee.
Yeah.
Oh, you ever been to Hastings when he's a little grouchy?
No, I haven't. And I've been there a lot.
I seen him slam somebody through the door once.
Ooh.
I don't know. We're back here, Coach Brian Patch, and top of the hour, and actually it's about 9:07. It's long. God, it goes fast whenever you stop up here, brother.
No.
Let's talk a little bit about your staff and a couple changes to your staff and wife's picture. Dishes.
Yeah, she's... I won't put the first word in there, but right. Basketball season, his dishes are piling up. Brian's talking the radio instead of doing his dishes.
Whoops. Whoops. Hey, now. Come on, Andy. Me and Fee and Neil will be down after.
We'll be down. Hey, well, how about?
Doesn't she have a trash can she could dump them in?
Yeah, this is paper plates. Yeah, what about paper plates?
Is plastic. With the cleaning part of it, Neil, I'm the one who makes our house go. So if during basketball season, it's a little struggle.
You guys got a dishwasher?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, it's
load her up.
What's your dishwasher's name?
Olivia? We don't have one.
No.
I thought about getting my wife one for Christmas, but we don't need
it. I have one.
Oh, you got a dishwasher, Neil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Run it every week, every Sunday.
You do have one?
Yes.
Once a week?
Mm-hmm. Jeez, ours is every day. Just like laundry.
Did you get the Lutheran spaghetti?
Yep.
And?
I got the last one.
You got the last one?
7:15. I got one to go. Came over here.
Oscar Judy loaded me up with spaghetti.
Did you got plenty of spaghetti?
I got a little hook. He got a little beet, little bed he put on there. Then all of a sudden he hooked a big slop. Kaboom. I said, whoa.
How was the sauce?
Good.
It was really good.
It was good.
I got the tail end of it.
I'll give him that.
Extra sauce, or I always tell them extra.
What do you mean? You give them that? That isn't usually good? I think it's awesome.
No, the sauce is always water.
Oh, jeez. So you get extra breadsticks and sop it up.
Slack her up.
How about the pumpkin pie? What'd you get?
I got a peanut butter pie. It was pretty good.
My wife got a pumpkin cake thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who made it, but I got to go back and find out because I've never had anything like that.
Yeah. What a pumpkin roll was it?
That's what it was.
Oh, them are good.
Oh,
them are I might have had a pumpkin roll. They were down to
them are good.
Like some weird pie stuff. I'm not a big pie eater anyway, so.
You don't like pie. You don't like pumpkin pie.
I like pumpkin pie. They didn't have any left. But
that's because I took it all.
Yeah.
You drilled it.
That's okay.
Hit her hard.
I was just fine. I got two salads.
Two salads?
Yeah.
Double salad.
Why would you do that?
Because I didn't even want any. When I got here, there's two salads in there.
Well, that's a nice up.
Well, that's what they had in their containers.
When did you put your Christmas decorations up?
This afternoon.
Looking good.
Love what's it. These a little freaky? Freak me out a little bit.
Yeah, little scary Santas. Yeah,
little freaky.
Yeah,
looks like one of those guys Santas. Off of like Harry Potter, like the old guy with the
wizard.
Yep, wizards. Yeah. Yep.
I'm out
old country
that.
Santas.
But it's nice.
Well, it's Christmas open house on Sunday, so probably won't have anybody coming in. But
why not? Stuff up it's supposed to be 30.
Well, yeah, but why would they come in here? We're not selling anything.
Christmas songs.
Christmas candy.
Yeah, ooh, probably make some cookies too and some hot chocolate, but there we might not have anybody here, but
I'll be here.
That's okay.
Yeah, cookies and hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Call me and Bubba in.
Planning to.
They got carriage rides this year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love carriage rides.
Yep. It's awesome. It is neat.
You haven't had a carriage ride until you take it downtown Indianapolis.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Hmm?
That was a good one.
Me and Fee and our wives. What a beautiful city.
It is clean.
We had so much fun.
That was fun.
Kim dropped her purse out of the harness.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
Not.
It's kind of funny.
What's funny?
Did the horse stomp on it? No, I guess the horse would have been.
No, somebody jumped out real quick.
I did.
Cat quick. The guy's got it.
He's yep. looking good. Then ran behind the carriage the whole yep. rest of the way.
I ran over.
Yep. We're back here with Coach Patch, and we're talking a little bit about your staff, Coach, and start. Let's go with junior high. What do we got?
Well, junior high was seventh grade coach would be Tony Stahl. And then, yep.
Big time.
You mean the principal?
Yep.
Tony Stahl.
Yep.
Coaching girls basketball.
Yep.
You're seventh grade.
Yep.
I like it.
How'd you pull that off?
You pull some strings, Bubba.
That's good string,
Bubba. That is a great hire.
First of all, I'm really excited about this staff. To have a good team and a good program, you have to have a good staff, and to be successful, you got to have assistants that do a great job, and so I'm really excited about this staff, even all the way down, even below that, even our fifth and sixth grade coaches are Justin Ferks and Brent Niekamp.
Dude, that's a little shaky.
They're done.
Yeah.
Them two. You
know, hi, what?
They don't know nothing.
Yeah.
Trouble. I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see.
Ferks and Niekamp.
I'd say that should be pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Not too bad if it's sixth grade.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Good level.
And then.
Now they're already playing. I've seen pictures.
How long have they been doing that?
That's illegal.
How many years?
Well, Justin did it last year, and Brent helped him out. And then this year, both of them then became, because Tori was the sixth grade coach last year, and then Brent and Justin did the fifth grade. And then now they kind of split up, and Brent's doing sixth grade, and Justin's doing fifth grade for me. So
I've heard several people that say they really, their kids just love Justin Ferks being sixth grade, or the fifth and sixth grade guy. They were very happy about that.
It looks great because I'm really hands on and heavily involved at that level, and I was there last night running practice. But it's one of those things when I feel really comfortable being able to walk away and not be there and know that it's going to get done the way I want it to get done, and be done the right way. And those two will do a great job, so I'm excited about those two. And then junior high staff. And then like I say, Tony was is seventh grade, and then Tori is eighth grade. Tori Leonard's is eighth grade. So really, right now in the junior high on down, I have a head coach, a varsity assistant, and then someone who played for me.
So, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, a lot of experience, as far as that goes, and people that know how to coach and know the game. So I feel really good and comfortable about that part. And then Vonnie is still the JV coach, and then Mandy Gerlach now is the varsity assistant. So.
Perfect. It's Gerlach.
Gerlach. I always screw that up, but
Mandy.
She doesn't get mad at me for it. So.
No, I love Mandy. She'll do a great job. Oh, nice addition again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bonnie's a lunatic.
Yes.
Perfect.
He just said how much he loves listening to Dan Dockage announce basketball games.
Bonnie did?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's because he's an IU guy.
He loves IU. Yeah.
Dan Dockage blocked me on Twitter, so he sucks.
I like that. How do you get the IU play-by-play guy block you on Twitter?
I got about four or five of them. Sam LeClaire blocked me.
Sam.
So where's he?
He Reds pitcher.
Oh, okay.
You should block him watching that.
And who else blocked me? Oh, the Reds, Mark Sheldon, the beat writer. Didn't like a couple things I said. And a couple golfers have blocked me. But other than that, I guess. I should just watch what I say.
See, that's why you like Trump.
You like Trump.
So
if he blocks you, that's it.
Huh?
If he blocks you, that's it.
If Trump blocks me you block me, I'll be in a rage. So your staff is set. We're all set Saturday at 10 a.m., folks.
Yep.
We get to watch basketball, and we get to watch it at a high level this year.
Yep.
And I'm fired up for basketball, both boys and girls. And as funny as going back and forth to Bayshore a little bit this week, and he sent me his schedule. And while let's talk about that real quick and who he's got. And it's once again, it's maybe not quite patchy stuff, but it's pretty good. Saturday, November 10th, they are at National. That's a Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
They're at National Trail with Vandalia Butler. And then Saturday, November 17th, they play at home versus LCC in Jackson Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday.
What time are those scrimmages?
1:30. Okay. I got them all right here for you. Okay. Just read them all.
Thank you.
1:30?
1:30. That's at home. November 17th.
That's because we're from 10 to 12 at home for us.
We got a double doinker that day. Yeah. How great is that?
Nice.
Yep.
And I'm sure LCC's good and Jackson Center's good.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, November 21st, which is always a great scrimmage day right before Thanksgiving, they are at Miamisburg with Cincinnati Reading. So that's another good scrimmage.
You know, last year, Miamisburg came up here with Crestview in a scrimmage. So mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. And then it finishes out the 23rd of Friday, and they are at Anna and Salina. And that is no time on that one, but that's the boys' scrimmages, and the boys, and Brian, you want to go over your schedule of scrimmages real quick?
And yeah, Saturday we're home with Laramie and Spencerville, and then the following Thursday, I think it's like the 15th of November, we're at Lima Bath, which is pretty good, so that would be a good one at 6 o'clock, and then the 17th, we're home with Kaleida and Arlington. And then the following Tuesday, we're at Bellbrook with Bellbrook and Roger Bacon.
And folks, it is just going to be a wonderful season for basketball at the Fort. And
high expectations.
High expectations.
Absolutely.
But kids that are just going to make you damn proud, as usual, with the Indians.
Fun to watch.
And the coach is going to have to shave before the first game. Well, yeah. I don't know what's gotten into you.
Yeah.
Movember.
I've been like this for like 2 years, Bubba.
He's a little straggly.
Turn up a little bit.
How about feet? I mean, you gotta be, look at, he looks like.
If I looked that good, I wouldn't shave
you. You know what he looks like? He looks like a soap opera guy.
He does.
Soap opera. Brad Carlton.
Yeah.
Is that the guy off the Young and Restless?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Victor?
No, and his boy was a quarterback at IU.
Really?
Vonnie knows everything there is to know about IU. Or Kentucky.
Or Fergs.
Yeah, that's right. We got anything else?
No. Not, you mean for Coach Patch? No.
Yeah, you got anything else? You want to stick around a while? Let's talk a little sports here after this break.
All right.
Let's talk. Did you watch Duke last night?
I did not.
I don't know. I don't even know what. You can't even talk about it.
A freak show?
I'll tell you right now, the Cavs need to lose every game.
Ooh.
Because you get the one or two pick. The top two players at Duke are the two greatest freshmen I ever seen.
No doubters.
Huh? Oh, for God.
I ain't buying it.
They beat Kentucky by 40.
Ever seen?
Ever.
Zion Williamson is LeBron James.
Ooh. Without a jump shot.
11 for 13 last night, Hoss. Two threes. Huh?
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Sports talk. Fee.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at KlingternAndSons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 200 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height, and the easy servicing and comfortable cab. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery to see the New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders. They're designed for hard work and demanding conditions.
You're invited to the Fort Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House on Sunday, November 11th from 11 to 5. The town's retail merchants will be open with many great bargains, plus great holiday cookies and other treats. Santa will be strolling the streets, the museum will be open, and there will be live pioneer demonstrations in the log house, carriage rides through town, the high school choir will be caroling downtown, story hour and crafts at the library from 1 to 2:30. And new this year, a live nativity scene in downtown Fort Recovery. And our mural artist, Dan Kies, will be around all afternoon to explain the historical details in his murals, and he'll be putting his official signature on the murals at 2 o'clock. And don't forget to sign up at all the retail merchants for the $1,000 shopping spree. So make your plans now to get to the best Christmas open house around, and now it's even bigger and better than ever. Savings galore in all the stores, right here in Fort Recovery, Sunday, November 11th from 11 to 5.
Perfect. We're back here, Sports Talk, my good friend, Mr. Harold Field.
Hey, Bobby, your boy.
Guess what I did?
What'd you do?
Bought a car.
Bought a car.
From Hastings?
You betcha.
All right.
It was a Randy Peppelman.
Oh.
You get rid of your truck or what?
No, I'm keeping it. I'm going to run three vehicles. It's a big sucker like you got.
I don't have a truck.
You had a big expedition.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Really?
But what do you got?
For the grandkids? All around a lot.
Just to have something big. And
what color?
Blue.
Blue.
It's kind of a pretty blue.
Like dark blue or medium blue?
Dark blue, chrome rims. Pretty.
Now I have to start getting used to seeing Bubba in a different
vehicle. I'm keeping, that's in the garage.
Oh, okay.
Gray Ghost. I covered it. Put a cover on it.
Okay.
Gray Ghost driving around.
You'll never, the Gray Ghost goes till it falls apart.
She's still going.
Kind of like the Ranger?
Yeah, the Ranger.
That was a sad day.
That was a sad day.
Still have two worst days of my life. Brewer dying and the Ranger going down.
The Ranger died.
Yep.
Well, I would say most of us were sad for the last 2 years seeing our friend Bubba riding around in something that bad.
Yeah. Are you serious?
It was just about ready to wheels fall off.
Are you stupid?
We felt bad for you.
Now he rides around in a
times
golf cart.
Tough.
Yep.
Me and Fee's getting, both of us getting golf carts.
You gotta get a golf cart.
We're old.
We need to get a golf cart dealer in Fort Recovery.
Hastings Auto Sales?
We might be next summer. Bring them in.
Yeah, well, start selling them and customized ones. And
oh, yeah.
Somebody make some money doing that.
I agree. Put big engines in them, go 100.
Yep. That guy in UC sells hundreds of them.
Hey, here's what I want to do. You ready for this?
What you got?
This is big.
Big.
I want to have a parade.
Parade.
Okay.
Neil.
We have one every year?
No. This is in a winter.
Oh.
In the winter.
With tractors lit up.
Tractors?
Yes.
Okay.
Who's in or out?
I'm out. Couldn't care less.
Out. Are you stupid?
Yeah, probably, but that has nothing to do with that stupid tractor.
Do you know how many people will come to this thing? How many little kids will be fired up? Seven. Who don't love tractors? Seven.
That's how many will be fired up.
Okay, seven. All right, but when I pull this off,
I'll be happy.
It's going to be big.
I'll be happy.
Don't you come out and look at them.
I can sit right here.
You gonna
light them up? We're going to light them up.
We're going to light them up.
You can't throw hard candy because if it gets on the concrete or cement, it could stick. So you got to get soft candy bars.
We're going to throw bubble. No, this is, it's going to be cold out.
I know, but that will stick. The hard candy will stick to the ground.
It will?
Yeah.
This is big.
Big.
I seen, they do one in New York.
Tractors.
It is awesome. They come from all over the east to this tractor show. These tractors are lit up. So you in or out?
I've been lit up.
Well, you got us missed a
couple times.
So I'm going to pull some strings. It's been strings.
A while, but okay.
So we're going to give $500 to the best looking tractor?
I don't know.
Yeah. You talking about regular tractors or antique tractors?
No,
or
just any tractor you want to direct.
People in big cities, though, if they would see a cow, they would be excited.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can't say, well, people out east in New York are excited because of a tractor parade.
Okay. Well, you don't come.
You're not coming. Pete, dude.
You're right.
You're out. You just got not invited.
You ain't coming. I
got blocked.
Neil's out. Yeah. You're right. I'm not.
Well, then don't come to it.
If I happen to be here when they drive by, I'll wave.
Well, and I'll make sure we shine bright lights in your windows.
And I really hope it works.
This is
I really
big.
Do. I think it's a terrible idea that I hope works.
Okay, you'll think that when this thing makes about...
Well, I hope it works.
I'm going to talk to the merchants. That's my first one, because I think that's who's going to make all the money on this.
Super.
We're going to pack this down. You probably saw two cars.
Let's do it. Be big.
This is going to be...
We're doing it at night?
Yeah, you do it at night, you moron.
All right.
You're during the day.
Christmas lights.
Well, of course, 5 o'clock. It's not.
No, 6 o'clock. We start the parade.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Over.
This is big.
15. Is this a Christmas parade or a...
Yes, it's Christmas.
Okay.
And we have Santa Claus on a tractor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then elves, maybe?
Elvis?
Elves.
Oh, I thought you said elves.
I swear you said elves. Elves.
He might stink a little bit.
I swear he
Toby Metzger says, go Duke. Toby Metzger is an idiot.
Puke.
He did have a little girl, though.
He did. Cute little
Congratulations.
Man. Oh, boy, Toby.
When did they have that?
About 2 weeks ago. Good job, Neil.
Well, I guess see that. Yeah, I did see that they're holding
this. If Toby's listening, by the way, Vonnie says, get to work because you're killing him right now.
Why, he ain't taking off.
Oh, he took like a week and a half off sabbatical or whatever because of his...
Oh, baby. No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
He, baby.
Toby Metzger took
off.
He's
on maternity leave.
From maternity leave?
Yeah.
Hey, you got to bond with your kids.
Jeez. You know, you're not do that now.
Yeah, they're all doing it now.
They are?
Yeah.
Did Cody Philly take off when he's going to have his?
I'm sure he will.
If he does, I'm going to kill him. Did you take off any work?
No.
No.
Your wife hates you. I think it's great.
Yeah, special.
They were smiling in the family picture.
Any comment on that, Mr. Hot Dog Toby Metzger? On the we're a little calling you out on the Lawrence Towing Hotline. I haven't heard anything from him. I don't think that's a good idea.
No,
taking off for your kid being born.
I think it is.
One day,
gotta help out.
One day, take off. Yeah, I mean, I took off a day.
Here we go. Save the sick days for a reason, he says. Yeah, football state tournaments.
There you go.
I see how he operates. We got football playoffs coming up. We got Coldwater Sander. Who you like?
Ooh, I like the Cavs, I'm afraid. Hard to beat the Cavs twice.
What about you thinking?
I would have said St. Henry, but with them beating Marion, I don't know about that.
Be tough to beat them twice.
I think that when the weather turns cold, having that running back that's a stud, it can get you 5 yards or 3 yards is a huge plus. St. Henry has a 27, Coldwater 24. 27-24. Got her, Spencey?
Ooh, good game.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Thank you, bud. You're lying, but...
Yeah, you're right.
And then who else we got? We got Marion Local versus LCC.
Don't matter.
LCC?
Yeah.
Huh?
Crunch.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Marion.
Oh, I'm going Flyers.
3-4.
35-14.
Emotional week for them, too.
Oh, very emotional week with passing of Dan Toby. That's right.
Yep.
Yep. They ain't losing.
Fired up. They ain't losing anyway,
but...
No.
But I'll take Marion by 21 and St. Henry by 3.
Ooh. I like your 21. I don't like your 3.
You're out on that? You taking the Cavs?
I'm liking the Cavs.
And then down south, we have Layman.
Layman.
Layman. Versus Fort Laramie. I'm just going to say it right now. I'm rooting for Layman because Fort Laramie dropped us. And I
don't get it.
Why would they drop us?
I ain't figured that out either.
Perfect game to play. Fort Recovery and Fort Laramie.
Yeah.
They dropped us.
It is a good game.
It's a great game.
Great game. Points for both teams. Makes no sense why we don't play.
I agree.
Make us go play somewhere in Dayton or somewhere.
Valley View.
Valley View.
Wonder if we're playing them again.
I don't know.
I think
I think they wanted to play us again, didn't they?
Yeah, when they left here, of course, they thought they were going to win all the rest of their games too. So maybe they
what'd they end up like 6-4?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, a little over.
I thought we were. Was there talk of getting Jay County back on the schedule?
There was talk,
a lot of talk. Yes, definitely talk. But don't that.
Don't know if anything happened.
I'd love to play Jay County. They can't. Did we kill them when we played them?
Oh my goodness,
they were bad.
Yeah,
remember they threw one pass. Crowd went crazy. They ran it 4,000 times.
I do remember that kind of thing. Their crowd
threw a little 3-yard pass and they went berserk.
Did we beat them the year one state?
I think that might have been that year.
Was it?
Could have been. I just remember our student section chanting OHIO the whole kid.
That wasn't good. Uh-oh, we're banging. Yeah, we do sign value to 2-year deal. Good.
Bring him back.
That's good to know.
So another
all
2 years
of stuff. What you got over there? Anything?
That's a good game for us. You win that.
It is.
A lot of points.
Absolutely.
Scotty Wendell. On his way to Minnesota right now.
Minnesota.
Yep.
Why?
Kaya. National championship.
Hey. Yeah.
Big shout out. Big shout out.
It's going to be cold and snowy. Kaya, good luck up there.
Absolutely.
Owens Tech.
They're number one.
Number they are one. Number one seed.
Number one seed up there. That's awesome.
Roll the train. Or will they? Yep. She has something about.
Keep the train running.
The tracks or something.
Train, yeah. It's a train.
Yeah, but.
Express. Ain't that the
Express.
The Express.
But every time she hashtags, it's something about.
Yeah, something to do with train.
She'll text us. Yeah, somebody will.
Yep.
It's
so
her
hashtag.
So
staying awake, listening to our radio station.
They're driving down the road?
Yep. Heading for Rochester.
He was excited, too, by the way, about that. Sorry, Scott. But house herself, kids, she's in charge.
Oh, ooh, she's happy.
That's okay, Scott. Don't worry about it. Well, that is really neat.
So when does that party start?
They play this week. They play Friday.
Friday, I think.
Like I see. And then Kendra and...
Cass are playing tonight.
Cass play tonight.
They play tonight?
Before I left, it was they won, split one. I think won the first one, lost the second one. 26-24, they lost the second one.
So. And they're in the tournament?
Yeah. I think they have Ewu tonight at home. So, West Lynn.
Hey, look at your Snapchat. You got...
Is this the first one? The first tournament?
Yeah.
Because they played...
No, they played Saturday.
Still playing in their league tournament?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is their second game here.
Oh, they're in league tournament.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. How about Wes Winnie? Anybody hear from Wes? Wes alive or what's going on?
From him.
We got to talk to Wes.
He was starting to get to play a little bit.
Yeah, I know. And I seen him on the bus ride. On Snapchat, he had his bus ride, another long trip he had.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I think they were going to Detroit.
Because I talked to him previously. He was up watching Kendra play. We went up and watched Kendra and Cass play, and he was up there, so I was talking to him a little bit. And, you know, he wasn't at that time dressing.
Right,
so,
yeah.
And then I saw him dress or whatever, so hopefully he's back in that rotation.
How about Marty?
I haven't heard much Marty.
No. Do you hear any of Marty?
I haven't. It's, of course, last time I talked with Dane about it was...
He's like third-string quarterback, right?
Yeah, it was volleyball, so...
Well, I'm sure them guys will do good.
Yeah.
We gotta get them on the hotline.
But it's just...
We do gotta get them on the hotline.
It's just a great experience. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, people talk about, you know, playing whatever level you play at. I mean, it's the opportunity because there's only so many scholarships, and for you have a chance to go play at D2 or NAIA or D3 or whatever, I mean... It's a small percentage of people have a chance to do that. So it's a great experience. And
absolutely.
So good for them. Happy for them all.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
What you got there, Bubba?
Wes is back in the second string. He's back with the twos because the guy, he started somebody was hurt. So now he's back. So Wes, we'll have to talk to Wes. See how it's going.
It'd be a great show with him and Marty to call in.
Get both
going.
I'll get him up here during the holiday break.
Oh, yeah.
Kendra and Cass, too.
Yep.
We got feet.
Because they actually on the volleyball team. We've been up there a couple times to watch. And, I mean, they were ranked for the first time. We went on senior night with to see Cass because we're good friends with Randy and Angie. And so we went up there on senior night and watched her play. And they had this whole big... You know, ceremonial thing for them, but it's like the first time ever in their program history they've been ranked.
Yeah,
so for those two to be on that, and
that is good.
They've had a lot of success up there. So.
I had to go to pick up a part today in Rochester, Indiana.
Yeah.
And I was going around the west side of Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sign there that says St. Francis.
Right.
Is it on that side?
It's on the west side, yeah.
Okay, all right. I've been there. Yeah. I went to watch Brent play a couple times.
Nice,
yeah.
And then Whit started too. Her and Joss both. And so Whit actually flew out to Colorado, Denver to play this past week. They played the number one team in the nation in AIA. They got beat, but I think they're ranked 15th. I think in the nation for NAIA.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So girls are area. Our kids are.
So she's right now. She's six man. So she's getting to play quite a bit for them. So.
And Jossie in Capital?
I hadn't talked to her recently. I talked to her this summer a little bit, but I haven't talked to her since the start. But, I mean, she was hoping to get to play a lot, and I saw their schedule. I started going through schedules and trying to figure out when we could go catch games and
catch
and
game.
Watch and play and stuff. So, but
well, that's really neat. We got
it is fun. Boy, yeah. We got a bunch of them out there right now.
That's exactly right. How about boys? We got any boys anywhere?
Let's boys see. Are done with Pig, I think. With him being the last
Pig's the last one.
So. Pig's the last one.
Yeah. Ain't that something?
Hard thing.
Well, I wonder why that is. We used to have them going to college all the time till our coach quit and went to the girls.
Yeah, well, you know, what are you going to do? So it all starts Saturday, a scrimmage.
Yep.
10 o'clock. Be up to gym, folks, and get the first look at your Lady Indians. I know that.
It's going to be fun to watch again.
You got to work Saturday?
I do, unfortunately.
Are we chickening Saturday?
Good.
Something to think about.
Something to think about. We got to watch the Buckeyes.
I don't know, Fee.
I'm thinking this could be bad.
If we win.
Oh, if we win, then that Michigan game is going to be.
Oh, absolutely. Michigan's good.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
No, they're pretty good is right. Michigan's good.
They're pretty good.
The whole, but it'd be neat to play them at
Everything on the line.
The whole thing on social media about the whole so many day streak till Michigan beat us might come back and bite us.
You think it might? You know that Michigan State has not beat Ohio State in 19 years at Michigan.
Michigan State?
Yeah. Wow.
Or at Michigan?
Michigan State.
At Michigan State.
At Michigan State? Really? They beat us a couple times.
It's either 13 or 19 years since
remember that
beat us.
3 years ago. So
kicker running off like a moron.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Man, that was the worst loss.
That was
Urban about got.
That would hurt. Hurt everybody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We want to thank everybody for listening tonight. We're going to come back next Wednesday
night.
Good
luck, Coach Patch.
We're going to talk a little bit about our scrimmages, try to get Coach Bayshore up here, talk about his scrimmages. And folks, it's basketball time, and we want to thank everybody.
Ball's out.
We want to thank Wayne Street Markets for sponsoring.
Sponsor Street Meat Tray again.
Hastings Hotline, as always.
Any calls.
Quiet hotline. We got to get her fired up.
Have you paid your bill?
Ooh, maybe that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We better pay the bill.
I thank everybody for listening. We'll be right back next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday.
The Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.